All right, grades.
Anybody in particular you want to single out? Because I got a couple of guys, but it's up to you.
Single out? I mean, clearly Beanie Bishop, but we already talked about him. So, I mean, he gets an A, right? I mean, he has to. I mean, just the response. And I don't think people understand how significant that is for a young player to respond that way. I know his teammates have kept his spirits up throughout the first how many weeks that he's been struggling. So, you know, kudos to his teammates. He did, I think, say that in his post-game interviews, and KZ being one of those guys and just keeping the faith. And, you know, they know that they were going to need him at some point in the season. That's why you keep your teammates' spirits up. That's why you give them confidence, especially a young player, because you're here for a reason. We're going to need you at some point, yeah. So don't lose that. And it paid off. I mean, it really paid off, and I just really happy for the young guy because that's tough. That's a tough situation to be in, and to come through like that, that shows resiliency. That shows you why he has a chip on his shoulder, because he didn't get drafted because he was 5'9". Just fantastic work by Beanie Bishop. So I give him an A. That's probably my guy that I would single out the most. Other guys like George Pickens, A.
How about Najee, man?
Najee, another A.
2 weeks in a row.
Najee, yes.
That's only the second time in his career that he's rushed for over 100 yards in two consecutive weeks. And usually that happens towards the end of the year when he's gelling with the line, when he's getting into a rhythm. That it's happening early tells me a couple of things. One, just watch him individually. You know, I heard Collinsworth say in the broadcast last night, and I know you were in the press box, so you wouldn't have heard it. He's running harder. I don't think he's running harder. I think he's running more effectively. His effort's never been the question. He's a hard-nosed, tough guy, plays through injuries. To me, it's not effort, but it's just effectiveness. And the other thing, Arthur Smith.
Yes.
A?
Yes. Yes.
And one more guy. Because there's a lot of good. Broderick.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good. Russ probably, if we were to sit down with Arthur Smith and Russ and give them truth serum and watch that whole game, every offensive play, and say how many times did you have to protect Broderick and like make him look better than he probably did, I bet you it's a lot. So I bet you that's even worse than what we saw with our eyes.
For sure. I think you hate to say this, and he's got the rest of the year to figure it out, which you would hope as time goes on, he gets better. I think he was the worst offensive player on the field for the Steelers last night.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well, yes. No doubt.
It was going to be Calvin Austin in the discussion just for one play, because that could have changed the whole thing. That changed the tone, tenor, momentum, the way the crowd was feeling, but then he made up for it wide open on a play that was schemed open.
Yep.
No, Arthur Smith doesn't scheme guys open. Arthur Smith, bad offensive coordinator. Yeah, he runs too much on second and long for my liking. Fair enough. I don't always love the toss stuff. Fair enough. But when you got a guy running wide open like that, there's a pick play in the middle of the field. Mwah, chef's kiss, thing of beauty. The old guy didn't do that. Old guy didn't do that. Texter. Good morning. Awesome win, one game at a time. Yeah, but. There is no yeah, but. That's what's so great about this. Steelers win, yeah, but. Steelers win, but there's things to work on. This was a complete Steelers victory. They dominated in the second half. They scored 31 unanswered points.
They have to do it Monday.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, that's where it's like you hold the pause, and that's where we'll probably be all week. Like, you need to re-up this performance on Monday against a terrible Giants team.
Yes.
You can't go in there and keep them in the whole game, and then you're just reverting back to before last night, and then it's like, oh. All for naught.
6-2 is a hell of a lot different than 5-3, my man. It's a hell of a lot different. The Steelers are in position right now that if they take care of games like this, if you take care of Cleveland a couple of times, and then you play Baltimore the way you've always historically played Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, you got a shot and maybe a good one to have a home playoff game. But you can't stub your toe against the Giants. And really, if you score 20 points, you should win that game. Now we're getting ahead of it. But that's the talking point all week.
Yes.
You beat New York, or you revert right back to where you were before this game.
I don't even think you got to whoop them.
Drub them.
Right?
It's early. It's early in the week. I think they will. I feel good about it. And a lot of that is because I actually feel good about the head coach right now.